Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Footy Brains podcast. We are up to round six and this week is a bit more of a happy week than most because we've actually got some players to choose from that should improve our fantasy teams. I'm joined again by Josh. Josh, mate, how'd you go for round five?
Yeah, mate, I think it is a happy week because I've got actually 17 players that I don't have to max trade to just get a full team this week, which is kind of nice. So it is a bit happier. Sure enough, the week that I probably could have captained Turbo for his 66, I didn't end up doing it, but had the captain on Hopgood, had a pretty decent score, went up a little bit in the ranks, but not a huge amount. So, yeah, chugging along.
Yeah, nice. I have not been chugging along, unfortunately. I've played the last two rounds with 16 players, and I'm just slowly slipping back. Like, I'm not, like, taking huge steps backwards, but, you know, just, you know, a couple thousand places here and there isn't fun to see week after week. So, hoping for a change this week, especially because we've got some juicy buys, which we'll talk about as we get through the team list. So, let's start with the Thursday game with the Knights taking on the Roosters. No changes really for the Knights. They're showing up as per usual. For the Roosters, there's plenty of changes with lots of injuries and suspensions that they sustained last week. So this week with Teddy out, Joey Manu starts at fullback. And with Dom Young out, they have Junior Paulga starting on the wing. Mick Jennings as well named at centre. In the halves, we've got Connor Watson named as well because Sam Walker's out. And Luke Keary's moved to halfback. And Angus Crichton named again with Butcher, who should start because his wife had a child over the weekend, which is why he was a late out. Lots of new faces on the bench, but let's talk about the number one player from this team, which we are probably both bringing in this week, Angus Crichton. What are your thoughts around him?
Wow, I'm not sure if I'm bringing him in this week, but I'm very interested. Yeah, big score last week, 59. We kind of alluded to it in the last pod where Angus Crichton, he's a fantasy crush of past. You know, he's big, big work rate on the edge there. Traditionally has been in the 55-60s when he's played 80 minutes, played 80 on the weekend, got 59 points. But I'm a little bit hesitant just because it was a bit of a weird old game for the Roosters last week. Obviously, the Dom Young send-off, there was a few other injuries in this team as well. Sam Walker went down. So it was a bit of a weird game for them. And I think for Angus Crichton to have value, he probably needs, or ideally 80 minutes, but at least kind of high 60s, you'd think, to kind of have that value. He was in this team a few weeks ago, Angus Crichton, which is probably the red flag and warning sign. So I'm thinking of giving him a week just because, well, we know how quickly things can change with the likes of Blaze Talungi and stuff that have hurt us probably this week.
Yep.
So I'm a little bit hesitant this week with him, but I don't hate the early shout with it as well. But I think I'm going to play it one more week. Just, I don't know, obviously got some bias there with Angus Crichton. I want it to be true, but I just want to see it another time.
Yeah, I won't be able to afford him next week, so I'm jumping on this week, and I need to kind of make some plays, I think, at the moment. So I'm probably going to take that risk. Luckily, I've got some cash spare from trading to Dylan Brown that I can get rid of Kotrick and go to Crichton. So it makes up a bit of points there, hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
But, like, from this team, I guess there's a lot of talk about Joey Manu as well, people wanting to go Tedesco to Joey Manu. And I think if you've already spent up to get Tedesco in, you probably not want to get rid of him now when he's probably only going to be out for a week. Obviously, everyone's worried that they're going to keep him out for longer. You know, it's another HIA, another head knock that he's going to be out for even more weeks because Robbo's going to play it safe. But I don't think they can afford that at the moment, the Roosters. They'll probably want to bring him back as soon as possible.
Yeah, I don't hate the Joey Manu move because I think even if Tedesco comes back next week, you know that Joey Manu is going to clean up in this origin period like he does every year. He's going to play a few of these games, assuming Teddy gets selected for origin, which I think given his form, he probably does.
Yeah.
I don't hate the move if you've got the cash to do it. And yeah, there's that obviously a chance that Tedesco, his, I think, 10th concussion recorded in NRL or through his career. So decent chance he does have an extended view off. I know NRL physio in the preseason was pretty worried. He said, like, if Teddy gets another head knock, it could be, like almost curtains closed. Like, he was really worried about it. So be interesting to see what the Roosters do. But yeah, not really. I think, the Joey Marner move's a fine one to make if you've got the cash. If there was one center you were bringing in this week, it's probably, well, one premium center. I'd probably be leaning Joey Marner.
I like how you changed that at the last minute.
I know there's Iroh as well, who's a pretty good buyer this week.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to him. But I think that pretty much wraps up the noteworthy players from this game. So we'll move to the first Friday night game with the Storm taking on the...
Sorry, one other thing with this.
Ooh, okay. Here we go.
Terrell May, any alarm bells ringing? Any people, like, I'm sure a lot of people will be thinking, oh, he got 23 last week. Maybe that's it. Is any worries from you, mate?
Not alarm bells, but definitely one to watch. I think it's just because, like you said, the game was just, there was so much happening in that game and so many injuries and people out. I'm surprised that he didn't come on earlier. Like, they needed him on the field, if anything, but they just held him back. I don't think it's a worry, but definitely keeping an eye on him this week, hoping that he gets, you know, another 50, even 40 minutes I'd be happy with, to be honest, because his PPM is quite high. So just hoping he gets on the field this week in the first half at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, good. No other Roosters you want to talk about?
Now we're good. Now we're good.
Okay, moving to the Storm and Bulldogs. Yeah, no, I like it. More curveballs. That's good. For the Storm and the Bulldogs, no changes for the Storm there as listed based on their team last week. For the Dogs, a few changes based on the injuries that they copped last week and lots of changes. To be honest, the benches are completely different except for Sam Hughes, who's moved back to the bench this week. So Stephen Crichton moves to the fullback role with Blake Taff out. Bronson Sherry holds that center spot as well because of Crichton moving to fullback. Josh Adokar is back in on the wing. Chris Patolo starts in the front row. Kurt Mann drops out. Max King is named, but he also has that wrist injury, so not sure if he will be playing in that game. Probably a late out. Definitely keep an eye on that.
I think he's already been ruled out, actually, mate.
Oh, he has? Well, there you go. Max King's going to be out. So most likely Poasa Faamasili comes into the starting team or Sam Hughes. Definitely keep an eye on the, 24 hours before the game? Yeah.
Give us what we want.
God, everyone wants Sam Hughes to be playing, especially after a try and a juicy 47 as well to keep his price rises going. Josh Curran as well, named in the second row, and hopefully it means that Salmon will get a few more minutes at lock. Lots to unpack here. We've already kind of touched on Sam Hughes. I don't think we need to talk about that more. He's hopefully going to get more minutes and keep ticking in price rises this week. Could potentially be a start as well in your 17. But outside of him, what are your thoughts, I guess, around Josh Curran? Because he's still at a pretty good price. And now that he's starting on an edge, most likely playing 80, do you think he's a pretty good must? Well, not a must have, but a pretty good buy this week?
Yeah, I'm kind of spewing that I don't have him, honestly. He got 45 with the HIA last week, which obviously, I don't know how many minutes he missed, like 15 or so. So, yeah, he looks really good. And I wish I hadn't have been scared off on him with the bench
coming
at the start
of
the season. Yeah, because he scores all above 40. He's looking pretty good. And, another previous fantasy crush of mine, ripping it up. So I don't think I can get him now. He's obviously gone up a decent amount in cash. So part of me thinks you've maybe missed the boat with him because he's gone up almost 100K. But that starting edge role for him is really nice too. So I think he's still got some value there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long. I was just trying to do a quick Google search about Preston and how long he's out for. But I think he still has a bit of longevity there because Preston's not back till round 9, I think it is, based on the NRL site. So he's still got 2 or 3 weeks there. It just depends if he moves back to the bench again, right? Because if he's starting in the back row, he's probably going to get 50, right? From now on, as long as he gets 80 minutes. just his base stats are way too good. Like, he'll rack up 40 tackles easy and 100 meters. It's just whether he holds that long term, because most likely he's going to move back to the bench at some point, and then he's going to, you know, reduce in minutes, go back to scoring, you know, mid 40s. That's what I'm worried about, and I don't want to waste a trade now to go on to him.
Yeah, I think that's a fair call. He could, go back to his bench role in, 5 or so weeks, which could really hurt. But even on his bench role, he's been getting 40, so I don't know. Don't hate it.
Yeah, could be a bit of a pod if you plan on going for him, but he's definitely going to score well while you're starting the back row.
I'm surprised he's pretty highly owned. He's like in the 20-plus percent of own, so.
Yeah, I've got a feeling there's a lot of... Active teams in that percentage, especially when you've considered, like, last week, the amount of people that had Cleary and Hines as captain was nearly 30% of teams. So, yeah.
So, like, really, our rankings of whatever we are is even
worse,
because half the people aren't playing. So, good to know.
Correct. Yeah. Make us feel even worse. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. And also looking at Jamin Semin, what are the odds that he plays, 60 plus minutes this week? Do you think he's in for a decent amount of minutes considering the Bulldogs bench?
Fucking hope so, because he's been a hard watch.
Yeah.
The old Jake Turbo role of old, where he just, runs up and passes. But yeah, fingers crossed, this is a week where he can hit another, like, 34, not too bad last week. Plays a Storm this week, so surely he gets, like, a bit more work through the middle, kind of tackle-wise, and gets those base stats up. But then, at the same time, wouldn't be surprised if we look at his stats this week and there's 6 missed tackles in there, like we've seen in previous weeks. So, fingers crossed, it keeps ticking. I think if you're in the position to, and I'm hopefully going to try and do some flipping around this week, but he might be the player that I loop early on this week and just kind of see what his score is, and then maybe... We'll be in between kind of him and Burbo, I think, see if I can loop those two. And they've been kind of my two lowest scorers the last couple of weeks. So see if I can kind of hedge my bets with that.
Yeah, I've got my fingers crossed that Josh Adakar doesn't get injured, because Salmon is the prime candidate to move to center and Kiraz to the wing. So, I'm just hoping for a safe game for these Bulldogs, especially for their fans, I guess, as well, because I don't know how much more... Well, how many more players they have left that they can bring in, to be honest?
I think it happened as well for a little bit of time over the weekend. He moved to centre, I think. So, yeah,
he did.
Yeah, keeps happening.
That was with Taff out, and then Crichton moved to fullback. Yeah, it was a bit of a stuff around for both the Roosters and the Dogs on the weekend. Tough old game.
Carnage.
Yeah, any other players to point out there?
No, mate, I think that's covered it.
I kind of like Blore, I guess, from the Storm, but I think given the other options available this week, you probably just want to wait and see with Blore. But I definitely think he's a bit of a pod play. Just one to point out while we're going over it.
Yeah, sorry, one other thing. Josh Chan. I keep
thinking. You've done that again.
but I didn't realize he played Queensland Cup last week as well, according to the NRL site here. So means he's healthy, he's just not in this team, which is a shame. He's 18th man, so maybe he comes in and, he's a late sub in.
Just
or
say
something
Josh.
Like that.
He's a sell.
But
he's
I think
a sell.
He is a sell. it's a tough one because he didn't do a whole lot, but don't hate holding him, but I don't hate selling him either.
Yeah, definitely one you can fling now if you've got better options. Moving to the Queensland Derby on the Friday night, the Broncos taking on the Dolphins. For the Broncos, Adam Reynolds is out with that hamstring injury that honestly on the night looked like he had done a serious knee injury. So luckily he's not going to be out for too long. I think it's only a 3 or 4 weeker based on, general return timelines for hamstrings. And also Dean Marin is out as well. So Corey Oates reprises his role on the wing.
Reese Walsh. Oh, go on.
Well, you like that? Yeah, I'll keep the dialogue going. Reese Walsh starts at fullback as well, so Tristan Saylor moves to the bench, which is very interesting because it kind of means the forward pack will get a few more minutes. But Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. For the Dolphins, I'm not even sure what's changed here. So Herbie's out with his shoulder injury. Flegler's been named, but he also had a bit of a shoulder injury, so not sure if he's going to be still in the team come the kickoff, so keep an eye there. Kurt Donahue's also out, and also Felice Kaufusi is out, so Kenny Bromwich moves into the back row. Not too much to talk about for the Dolphins. Oh, Tessie Nu is in for Herbie as well. Yeah, but
maybe Sarko might get some ball.
Maybe. We'll see. But for the Broncos, Jock Madden in for Reynolds. Reece Walsh probably looks like he's going to get a lot of work this game and a lot of kicking based on the halves. What are your thoughts around these two teams? Anyone you know you particularly want to touch on?
Reece Walsh is an interesting one. He's obviously got that low score and he's, you know, 3-round average now. Yep. So I think he's definitely one to watch this game. If he comes out and hopefully kind of gets like a 30 or something smaller, then
yeah,
he's going to be kind of prime for picking potentially under 600K in the next couple of weeks. And it'll be really interesting to see what they do around Origin, whether they go with him or KP or both. But there's a chance that he's available for some of these bye weeks, I think. So we'll see how that all works out. But he's probably the one that I'm watching in these two teams.
Yeah, I don't really have too much more interest in many players from these teams from a fantasy point of view. Katoa was like I've been talking about Katoa every week. He's had that one bad score in his last three or four games, but yeah, he's got two scores in the 50s now, so looking pretty good.
Plenty another one that was a bit different. Yeah, a lot of, like, he got some good attacking stats in this last one I was looking at. Like, he got a try assist and maybe got, like, a try
yeah, he had a try as well.
Or some other bullshit, but yeah, he's looking good.
Yeah, definitely looking better than he did last year. He's looking more like an established half this year for sure. So this will be a very interesting game, I think. But just from a fantasy point of view, I mean, not too much to touch on. Carrigan's still a very good option, making tons of tackles while Haas is away. And will make even more with Tristan Saylor on the bench, hopefully playing full 80 minutes.
Sure.
Moving to the Saturday games, Warriors and Manly. A couple of players out, Bunty Ifoa is out, and Ruben Garrick is out. So Burbo moves to centres, and Corey Waddell moves to the back row. And for the Warriors, Jacob Laban is included on the bench. SJ, looking like the biggest one for the Warriors, I think, at the moment, and especially with Metcalf out, is doing the kicking and general play and goal kicking. Oh, he's going to look like SJ of old. Well, not of old, of last year, pretty much. Probably scoring in the 60s, 60 plus from now on. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I really tried to break my team to bring him in last week, but I couldn't do it still. So if you can do it now, this is prime SJ jump on territory, because he's still a little bit under price. He had that big 87, so he bumped up a little bit, but he's still, yeah, about 50K under value from last year. Going to be really nice over this Origin period. Doesn't play 13, which is kind of annoying, but he plays, you know, these other ones and 16. So I think he's a really good buy for kind of moving forward. Won't play Origin, obviously. So like him if you can do it, but it's a lot of money. It's hard to get up for him.
It's still 800K. I'm still carrying Cleary and Hines. I just, I can't sell Cleary now knowing that he's going to be back next week. That's what I'm doing at the moment. I'm just holding on for dear life, which is probably not a good strategy. But anyway, moving to the Manly team, Burbo probably looks like he is a sell. Average is in the low 20s. Probably could hold him for one more week, but I mean, you're not going to get a great score from him this week unless he falls over for a try. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, curious to see how he goes in the centres. Is, yeah, worrying that he's got that centre position now, I guess, and he won't have as much base, but could crash over. And we'll see. That's why I'm kind of, he's going to be my loop, I think, this week, him and Salmon, just to kind of hedge the bets and hopefully one of them scores at 35 plus.
Yeah, even 30 plus I'd take from either of those two guys this week, to be honest.
Honestly.
Right. Oh, moving to the next game, which is the blockbuster, best game of the round, Parramatta taking on the Cowboys, a Saturday afternoon game. I am, after watching the Raiders demolish us in Canberra last week, I am not looking forward to this game. But you would definitely be loving it, considering you haven't stopped scoring since the start of the season. I guess probably should touch on actually the changes. Talangi is out of the 17 and amongst the reserves, which sees Dejan Arce come in at the halves. Also, Bryce Cartwright is back on in the number 12 jersey on an edge for Cowboys. Same as last week. No changes.
Big Tommy talking Chester points here. Actually, he's in for...
Oh, that's right.
ACL. Labor.
Yeah, he's gone for the season. So, Tom Chester, bit of an interesting one, but I think he's played center before, and I don't know if he had a great game there. It was last year before he did his ACL, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember now. He could have. I can't remember now, but he's only winger fullback eligible. He's 350K. He's kind of interesting to me. Got a 34 in that one game he played where he kind of rotated through the middle from memory, but he's pretty well loved up north. Todd Payton's a big fan of him, so I'm keen to see him go to run in this team. Keen to see what he does in the centres. We've seen, you know, various fullback juniors do well in the centres in the past, so I'm kind of intrigued, but I know 350K, I think you can afford to wait a week and just kind of assess it, but I think there's a chance he's a buy in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think wait and see. He did play center in round 3. So the one game that he does have this season was from center.
Okay.
Get a good glimpse of his base stats. Yeah, a few attacking stats in there, obviously. But 27 in base, 150 meters and 12 tackles. That's pretty good. If you get in the mid-20s, your premium centers get 30-plus points in base. But if you're getting in the mid to high 20s in base stats, you're golden as a cheap center for sure.
Like it, yeah.
Righto. Anyone else you want to talk to for the Parramatta team?
I guess the only thing that probably flags is that there was another late change last week when Brennan Hands came back into this team on the bench. Was that last week or am I getting confused
now? The week before. Okay. But still, yeah.
Well, he's not on the extended, which is interesting this week. So that's probably one thing that is good if you're a Joey Lussick owner. Hopefully he keeps pumping out some all right scores. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of late changes. It just seems like a strange bench. It always just seems weird when they've got the four forwards on there. So maybe they change it up. But, yeah, big game, mate. I'm keen to see what happens here.
Jeez, Parramatta need a win, but I don't see it happening this week of all weeks. yeah, interesting call about Lussick. I'd still hold on to him. Made 56 tackles against the Raiders. Obviously, Raiders had all the ball and were constantly killing us. But yeah, if he keeps making those kinds of tackles, even, you know, 50 odd tackles, 45 odd tackles with a couple of more, maybe even running meters or an attacking stat here or there, like a tackle bust or a line break assist, something like that. Lussick should be back to scoring 50 plus. So definitely would be holding on to him for now if you've got him. Cause I've seen a few questions come through asking about selling him on to pick up someone else. So yeah, would be holding him for now.
Nice.
Okay, moving to the final Saturday game, the Rabbitohs taking on the Sharks. Lots to talk about here for the Rabbitohs with Latrell Mitchell out, Jai Gray starting at fullback. Isaac Thompson as well lost his spot on the wing and Tane Milne is coming in. Dean Hawkins will be holding that halfback role for the time being with Lachie Ilias and his broken leg being out pretty much for the season. I think they were saying close to 6 months, so probably won't see him again in this team this year, and Peter Mamouzelis as well, starting at 9 with Damien Cook amongst the reserves, which is a shock and a half if ever I've seen one. For the Sharks, Kayal Iro is at centre, who will be the biggest talking point as well. Yeah, Damien Cook at 18. What's going on? What's Demetrio thinking? Obviously, I'm not sure how much of the news you've seen around Demetrio and how this might be his last game and they're giving him ultimatums and all this stuff and Mal Meninga might be coming in. All speculation, of course, but absolute shambles at the Bunnies at the moment.
Absolute shambles, yeah. Bit going on, isn't there? So, be interesting to see what is the outcome of this game. Surely, part of me is kind of curious of Mamouzelis and seeing what he does, but he wasn't in his team 2 weeks ago, and now he's a starting nine with no Damian Cook. It seems very strange, but I think this is just a wait and see. This team could be completely different in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into it. And they also have the bye next round as well. Jai Gray, though, he is a player that I put a big tick next to after watching him in the preseason trial games. Looked absolutely amazing. Has I think his average in the New South Wales Cup this year is around the 50 mark. So he's doing plenty in New South Wales Cup at the moment. But then again, so is Dean Hawkins. So haven't seen much from him so far in this Rabbitohs team. So I think, it'll be just interesting to see how they play. I was just talking on the Ruck Infringement podcast as well, just before recording this, and definitely check those guys out. These are the games that the Sharks lose, the ones that they're expected to win. So wouldn't be surprised if the Bunnies come out and ambush the Sharks this game, especially with all the pressure on them at the moment.
Wouldn't be shocked. Crazier things have happened in the NRL, but given the way this Rabbitohs team has played, I feel like pretty much any team in the comp could beat them at the moment. So, interested to see what Jai Gray does. Spells out for what, 4 weeks with the suspension? So
3 weeks, 4 weeks, because they've got the bye. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, be interesting to see what he does. But, yeah, I think that kind of wraps up the Rabbits. But I guess, we should talk about Iro. Is he someone you're bringing in this week?
Yes. And lots of speculation on whether he'll stay in this team or won't. Like, I mean, how long's a piece of string? We don't really know what's going to happen here. There's lots of players to come back into the Sharks team. So Talakai might not be needed on the bench in the forward rotation when they come back, like your Hamlin, Ueli, Toby Rudolph as well. So much can happen. But I think for Iro's case, I'd rather be on the bandwagon than off it.
Yeah, I don't hate that shout. I think we kind of forget sometimes too that Talakai isn't really a center. He's kind of like a half center or half edge.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can see them just kind of even using him at prop or using him. He's kind of play anywhere, it seems, Talakai. So I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of just move Talakai around to keep Iro in, because he's looked great. And I think, I don't know, maybe makes their team look a little bit better as well when he's in center. Who knows? But is a
the Sharks,
one.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off, but the Sharks have looked kind of average in attack so far this season. I think that game last week showed that when they went to his edge, they actually looked a lot better. And they actually got him the ball in a bit of space, and he actually created something, which he didn't look like he was going to do during preseason as well, which is why he wasn't picked for round one. He looked bad in preseason, but last week was killing it. So I can see why they would want to keep him in the team and try to play him more.
Yeah.
Also previous news. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, where do you put him? You can't really get rid of... you could get rid of Ramien. I mean, he hasn't really provided much in a few seasons, but yeah, it's hard. It's very hard for the Sharks. You don't want to lose a junior coming through that was New South Wales Cup Player of the Year a couple seasons ago just because you've got a back rower playing at centre because he breaks a couple tackles. Like, you don't want to lose a player that quality that could be there for tons of seasons to come.
That's true, yeah.
And while the forwards are deflated for the Sharks, Cam McInnes as well. Plenty of base starts, getting the minutes, and yeah, I think he will, now that, what did he get before the bye? 70-odd? I think he was over 70?
Yeah,
70. He got 70. Yeah, played 80 as well. So he's going to get a big score again this week.
He's open. Beal Cam.
Righto, moving to the Sunday games. Tigers and Dragons. For the Tigers, plenty of outs. Both the Fainu brothers, John Bateman and Brent Naden, all out. So, look, tons of changes there. Lachie Galvin is also still suspended. So Alex Seyfarth comes in on the edge. Fanua Pole is at lock. And Asu Kapara and Justin Matamua are added to the bench, as well as Jake Simpkin. So he could be taking minutes from Appy. For the Dragons, same as last week. But Jack DeBellin is moved to the bench and Jaime Selle is starting. Oh, fantasy options here. I mean, is there tons that you want to talk about here? I think Stefano is pretty crazy, but yeah, he's been showing that he's can score points recently.
I think there's just better options. You got guys like Angus Crichton and the like that I'd probably prefer over him. Has been scoring well, but yeah, I don't know. He's just hurt us in the past. He's not cheap either. He's 680K, 77 last week, obviously. So he had a big game, but crash over as well from Meat Pie.
Bit risky.
Bit risky, mate, I think, at this stage. But, and you know, their form pack seems to change each week. Safehouse is starting now, apparently. So I'm just kind of hesitant with this Tigers team. And then the Dragons, I don't know. I don't think there's too much value here in the Dragons. I think we can just kind of, then we can move on.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I would just note that Flanagan, if you have him, he's probably close to being a sell. If not this week, he has probably peaked in cash. So, yeah, one to think about. And also Jaime Selle, I guess keep an eye on him now that he's starting just to see how that plays out. Still has a high break even because he came off the bench a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, one to just keep an eye on if he can get some good minutes starting in the front row.
Good shout.
And final game on Sunday in Canberra, Raiders taking on the Titans. For the Raiders, Rapan is out, so Chevy Stewart is starting at fullback. And Zach Hosking as well comes back on in the second row. Corey Horsburgh is also out with a groin injury, I think it is. So he'll be out for 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yep, yeah. Which isn't good for him, but very good for fantasy. What's that, sorry?
So that isn't good for him.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, that's why I said it. But definitely one to keep on your watch list because I guess over Origin and later in the season, if he can crack this top 13, he will have reduced in price by quite a lot, I think, especially under 700K now. So, yeah, definitely keep him on the list in the back of your mind for when he does come back. For the Titans, Jaden Campbell looks like a pretty good buy as well. What are your thoughts around him this week, even with the Titans playing the way they're playing?
That's a good caveat. I like him because I have him in my team and he scored a 60. So I don't know if I would be, it's hard because this week there's a lot of good buys. Do we talk about Chevy Stewart? He's got a decent run in this team now, it looks like, for 6 to 8 weeks. He's cheap. Don't hate going to him either. Kind of see what he does.
Yeah.
I'm very hesitant.
Very, very hesitant. Albert Hopewadi got the burn a couple of weeks back, so he's still got to come back in, which also puts Schiller at risk as well. But they've also got Kotrick in the reserves, and he's always been hanging around. And you know what Sticky's like. He'll change the team. If they even have like one little defensive lapse but still win, he'll happily shake things up. So I'm hesitant on Stewart. I'd rather give him a week first just to see how he pans out, especially after preseason. Remember, we were all watching him at preseason. He didn't blow us away.
That's fair. I'll probably do the same because he's so cheap. You can probably give him a week anyway, and he's, you know, this first price rise usually isn't too big.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people think about James Schiller as well. He's probably got a really low break even, but I'm a little bit like, kind of what you just said for Chevy Stewart, we're still missing a few guys like Hopewadi, so he could be out of this team next week.
Yeah.
Be a quick cash grab, but not a huge fan of it for fantasy.
Yeah, 3 tries in 2 weeks as well for Schiller, which is pumping up those that average for sure.
Exactly.
Righto, let's jump into some questions because there is a few about some of the players we've already spoken about, but also there's just tons about random players that I don't think we've even touched on really, so it'd be good to get your opinion on them. Question first from Jimmy, do you think Hosking is a buy because of the fact that he's starting again?
Problem is he's pretty expensive and his games that he has played, he's got, you know, a lot of attacking stats. Is that repeatable? Maybe because he's been unreal, but I kind of think you've maybe missed the boat with Zach Hosking. I'd prefer to find the cash to go someone like a Dave Fifita, or looking at guys like Angus Crichton and other folks who've already discussed, versus you're probably paying overs for Zach Hosking at the moment, I think.
Yeah, especially with Whitehead just around the corner as well, recovering from that calf injury. So, yeah, I like Crichton, I think, or even Josh Curran over him at the moment.
Very cool.
Question from Luke. Rapana to Schiller, a good swap. Need to have a winger fullback.
So Rapana to who?
To Schiller. James Schiller, also at the Raiders.
I think I'd be looking at Jaden Campbell, or trying to go up to someone like a Ponga or a Turbo, versus going down to a Schiller. Or if you're going all the way down, looking at guys like Eero and Chevy Stewart versus Schiller.
Yeah, fair. Question from Peter. What's the go with Damien Cook? Do we hold on?
Great question. And beats me, but maybe what's he done to the coach? I don't know. Just last week, rolling the dice, seeing what happens. But was he saying, is he a sell?
What to do with him? What's the go?
Great question. I would probably hold a weekend to see what happens. Might just be, I don't know. Maybe he was late to training or something. Show Jamie and Cook a lesson, but who knows what's going on? But it's weird. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's back in this team next week. So for that reason, I think he's probably whole.
Yeah, they do have the bye next week as well, which is why I'm kind of close to saying sell. But I think I agree with the hold call just to be safe. I wouldn't be trading out guns just because they've been dropped for 1 week. Well, not even dropped. He's still on the reserves. He could easily come back into the team.
Yeah, I don't hate it too, though. If you go like Damien Cook to Sean Johnson, for example, that's a big win. I'd probably do that.
Yeah. Next question from Jacinta, friend of the show. Thoughts on Tyson Smoothie as a cheap cash grab? Hate it. Hate it a lot.
Yeah. Is he in the team?
Yeah, he's on the bench.
No. Don't really like it. It was kind of a one-off game, that one he had, which was the big score.
Reynolds getting injured. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, not a fan. Agree with you, mate.
Awesome. Next question. Thinking of trading Taff and Piacora to Ponga and Chevy Stewart. Thoughts?
Steen, you yelled at me last week, wasn't on the pod, but after the pod, about selling Piacora, which I didn't. You think he, good, when he comes back, he's going to be averaging in the 40s, probably gets his price to around that 600K mark when he's kind of peaked. He's also going to be playing those origin weeks because he's, do we discuss this? I think he's New Zealand, so he won't be eligible for origin.
Not 100% certain on that.
Cook Islands, so I think if you've held Piacora this long, he's probably not too far off now. So I'd be keeping him on your bench and seeing if you can make other moves instead, because I think he's going to come good eventually.
Yep, agreed. Another question from Jacinta: any straight trades for Chan? No spare cash, any position? So Chan's what? He's 300K, if that.
Yeah, a bit less, 290 something.
I think Eero makes the most sense for me.
Eero's a good one, yeah. Or even waiting a week and looking at Chevy Stewart next week.
Yep, yeah, agreed. Question from Matt. Hutchinson to Angus Crichton, mainly for head-to-head. I think Hutchinson's probably peaked now, right? I think he had that 20-odd this week. Oh, 30. I mean, you could give him one more week, but
I almost traded in the off season. I almost started with him, thanks to you, mate.
But Hutchinson hasn't made much.
Yeah, I think he can happily sell him off. He hasn't set the world alight, so yeah, I don't mind that.
Hutch to Crichton, done deal. Question about Terrell May: is it time to sell? We kind of touched on that. Probably not, but he does have a high break even of 53. Give him one more week, right?
and give him one more week's good jump. I think he'll come back to 50s this week.
Yeah, agreed. Question from Dylan. What are we doing with Talangi?
Great question, Dylan. I think I'm going to hold him for a week, see what happens. He could be a trade to Chevy Stewart next week. It is a shame because we all pretty much just traded him in. Thought he was going to have, I don't know, another 4 or 5 weeks at this 5-8 spot for the Eels. He could come back in if there's an injury. It seems like he's kind of first cab off for potentially one of these backline positions, but then Mike Acevo is also on this extended bench. So, as friend of the show Michael Roby said, obviously the Morgan Harper, that proposition for Brad Arthur was too strong that he couldn't have Mike Acevo and Blaise Taulagi in the team. So,
I like that.
I think a good shout, but I think just hold him a week, see what happens. But if you do sell him to like an Eero or something, I also don't hate that. And I think a lot of people are going to be probably tossing that up. If you could go Taulagi to Eero, that was the only kind of option you had for a trade, would you do that?
I think I would, to be honest. I don't, it's unlikely Taulagi comes back into this team, but there is a possibility. That's, I mean, we can't give you much more than that. Like,
saying there's a chance.
If Dejan Arce goes down injured, he's straight back in. If Morgan Harper or Pennicini get injured, he's straight back in. Like, there's so many avenues for him to come back into this team. You can't say it's not possible.
You reckon Val Holmes does Talakai on Morgan Harper this week, so he gets dropped for next week for Blaze? That'd be nice.
Oh, definitely possible. I hate that, but definitely possible. Next question, how much longer would you hold these players? Flanagan, we already touched on, you can sell him now. Sam Hughes and Finifuiaki.
Sorry, who was the first one there?
The first one was Flanagan, but we already touched on him. You can sell him now if you want, but Sam Hughes and Finifuiaki are the other two.
I think hold. Finifuiaki has been a little bit disappointing, but he's, you know, he's kind of chugging along.
Yeah, 20K a week. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, like, you could see him just crashing over against Parra or one of these teams this week or in the next couple of weeks, and that'll really kind of boost his price rises again as well. So I think you'd hold him. Maybe he's one of those ones you throw into that loop category with Jamin Salmon and Burbo this week too, if you've got that option. But I'm happy to, if I had him, I kind of avoided him or missed him, depending on which way you look at it. But I think if you've got him at this point, yeah, you're holding until Lukey comes back, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. Sam Hughes, similar category, until the forwards start to come back from their injuries, you're probably holding him till then, until he's back to low minutes. So yeah, probably got another good month in both of those players. Tons of other questions. I'm trying to get the highlights so we don't waste your time here, Josh, because I know you're a very important man and you've got stuff
to
get to.
Go. So I've got to run. Sorry.
Okay. Righto. We'll leave it at that. I'll answer the other questions that have come through to the pod on the Instagram. Also, keep an eye out for tomorrow night before the Thursday night games. I'll do a quick Q&A as well on the Insta. So if you have any last minute questions, feel free to send them through once I put up the story tomorrow. Too easy. Thanks, Josh. Good talking to you again.
Thanks, and good luck this week. Hope you brain it.